eight internationals from Britain and America in the international solidarity movement were protesting the destruction wrought by Israeli bulldozers along the Gaza-Egypt border in the town of Rafah, the area of Haiz Salaam. An American citizen, Rachel Corey from Olympia, Washington, placed herself in between the bulldozer and the and a threatened house, which it had turned towards.
Yes.
She was clearly visible to the driver and us. There was nothing obscuring the way. The bulldozer started from maybe 10 metres away, had lots of time. The scoop was on the ground. They could see her. She was kneeling. As the pile of earth in front of the bulldozer came to her, she started to try to stand up. The bulldozer kept on coming. All the internationals there pushed for the shouted to the bulldozer over a megaphone and signaled for it to go back and that there was someone under there. She'd been wearing a high visibility orange vest. It was daylight. They kept on coming and taking her under the blade of the bulldozer and eventually under the body of the bulldozer, maybe under or between the tracks.
Yeah.
They waited for a few seconds over her body, then withdrew to maybe 20 meters away. The internationals all rushed down.
How many of internationals you were?
Eight. Four from America, four from Britain.
Yeah. And what happened then?
We called the ambulance, and it arrived eventually. We had a first aider on the scene, but there was little they were able to do apart from try to communicate with her. The bulldozers and the tanks stopped working and just hung around and maneuvered a bit.
Did you manage to talk to the militaries?
We were talking to them over a megaphone. Our consulates, our embassies had agreed to inform the IDF that we were there in principle, though the fact is they could quite clearly see us. The only thing I can think of is that Rachel is braver than anyone else.
What is going to be the international reaction to this that happened?
I hope it's a severe condemnation of the backed up by action of the Israeli government and army for what it's doing here. I hope that the death of a single American citizen can do something to highlight the death of thousands of Palestinians in similar or worse ways over the past 2 years. We do a lot of opposing the we do a lot of what we were doing today of standing in front of the bulldozers in between those and the houses. We do demonstrations. We do marches on checkpoints. We patrol in areas where the army has declared curfew and that are try to act as human shields for water workers and other engineers repairing things in areas which would be too dangerous for them because Israeli ships.